It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A number of people have been charged with felonies and misdemeanors for their alleged roles during protests in Aurora over the summer. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Arapahoe and Douglas County District Attorney George Brockler brought the charges, which include inciting a riot, engaging in a riot, thefts, and obstructing a highway. They stem from three protests in June and July. The four people charged range from 25 to 44 years old, and if convicted, could face 1 to 3 years in prison or some jail time. In Denver, dozens of people were arrested during police brutality protests earlier this summer, but most faced lower-level charges. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Party for Socialism and Liberation identified some of those arrested as being among its organizers. The group called the charges phony and demanded that they be dropped. Two other protesters have also been charged in a neighboring jurisdiction. The number of Colorado high school students taking college courses jumped 9% in the 2018-2019 school year. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Dual enrollment allows students to take college classes without paying tuition. A report from the Colorado Department of Higher Education shows nearly 40% of high schoolers took the classes before they graduated. Officials are pleased with the jump because students who use the program are dramatically more likely to enroll in college and eventually earn more. Jefferson County Public Schools had the most students taking high school and college classes across Colorado. 94% of students passed the tougher classes. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Economists from the state legislature and the governor's office will offer an updated forecast of Colorado's economy and the state's finances this morning. The projections will help guide lawmakers as they begin to plan for next year's budget. The pandemic blew a multi-billion-dollar hole in this year's spending plans, and next year's budget is also expected to be tight. Almost all of the western half of Colorado is still under extreme drought conditions, meaning fire danger is far from over. Every corner of the state has some kind of drought. The dry and hot weather also means hardship for the agriculture and livestock industries. Water reservoirs are also low. According to federal data, the drought this year is about twice as bad as at this time last year. And Colorado's weather forecast has a mostly sunny weekend ahead. This is CPR News.